We begin our second set of news items with a lonely Wellington boot. A single designer Wellington boot has prompted a public appeal after turning up alone at a charity shop. The boot, an Aigle by Maître Calcutier, in size 10.5, was donated to Norwich Samaritans and typically retails as a pair for around £200. Tracy Burrell, shop manager, said, "We've seen our fair share of unusual donations over the years, but this one really made us smile. It's not every day a designer Wellington turns up solo. We'd love to reunite it with its perfect match, or at least find it a home where it can be still put to good use. So, if anyone has the other one, a men's right boot, 10.5, then please get in touch." Norwich Samaritans operates 3 charity shops across the city, with all proceeds directly supporting its vital listening service. As a self-funding branch, Norwich Samaritans must raise £320,000 annually to keep its services running.
A family-run coach company is expanding its bus services at the end of the month following customer feedback. Sanders Coaches is making timetable improvements to local bus services in North Norfolk that will come into place from May the 24th. The changes are being made in particular to meet the changing travel needs of local young people following the announcement that the Sheringham Sixth Form will close at the end of the academic year. The new timetable includes more evening 55B buses between Norwich, Spixworth and North Walsham, and new evening CH2 buses between Cromer, Munsley and North Walsham. To benefit students, there will be better connections from the Cromer and Sheringham area to sixth forms at Reefham and Fakenham.
A new critical care vehicle has been introduced to help deliver emergency treatment. The vehicle will serve patients at the scene of serious emergencies. Norfolk Accident Rescue Service, NARS, a team of volunteer medics who help the ambulance service, now has 4 critical care cars in its fleet, each equipped with blue lights, sirens and life-saving equipment. The new vehicle was funded by a £30,000 donation from the County Air Ambulance Help Appeal. NARS thanked the County Air Ambulance Help Appeal and the team at Basics for their generosity and for providing the opportunity to reach more people in need across Norfolk.
Controversial plans to create a new fan zone for city supporters has prompted concerns from nearby residents. A survey has revealed that those living closest to Norwich City's football stadium are worried about the ambitious initiative and the impact it will have. There are fears the new facility, which is to be built behind the Barclay stand, will cause further disruption to those living in Carrow Road when filled with matchday revellers, including traffic problems, littering and antisocial behaviour. Now, representatives from the club have agreed to meet regularly with its neighbours to discuss their concerns. The new fan zone is part of a project to generate extra revenue and help pave the way to redevelop the city stand, the oldest at Carrow Road, to increase the overall capacity to 35,000. Canary bosses want to move season ticket holders from the lower tier of the River End to move away supporters to that area, allowing for more corporate seating in the south stand and the creation of a fan zone behind the Barclay. Other changes given the go-ahead by councillors include the installation of a new stair and lift for the south stand and alterations to the facade. The revamp is inspired by the club's US owners seeking to replicate the matchday experiences from American sports venues.
A woman has described the dramatic moment the roof of her home and at least 2 others went up in flames as surreal. Cindy McIntosh, who lives on Oxnead Road in Marcross, in the north of the city, burned her lunchtime toast and initially thought nothing of her fire alarm going off. She opened the back door to air out the room, but when the alarm failed to stop, she went to investigate. Upstairs, inside the home in which she has lived for 24 years, she found flames coming out of the ceiling. She then went outside and saw smoke billowing from the roof. Miss McIntosh, 69, said, "Around seven fire appliances arrived on the scene at around 1:30 p.m. and left the scene by 5 p.m. Council workers have assessed the damage and secured the houses, but the cause of the fire is not yet known. No one is believed to have been injured."